Good evening. This is RK Wilson, your Delaware Realtor. And as usual, I got to get the housekeeping out of the way. My real estate team is Wilson Realty Group, and my brokerage is Myers Realty. I just wanted to take time to say something for the folks that are listening, because I've been talking about buyers. And I had someone that sent me a text message. It was like, hey, I listened to your podcast, and are you going to say anything about listing? So I want to just clear it up. So this is probably going to be multi-segment, just so you know, and I'll break it down that way. So I wanted to discuss tips on actually staging your house, because it's huge. And the things that I've seen as far as like being a buyer's agent and being a listing agent and all that type of stuff, I've seen the best of the best listings, and I've seen the worst of the worst. So I want to kind of help you be in a scenario where you're not the worst of the worst. So the goal of this podcast series is just to make sure that the buyer falls in love with your home. All right, so let's talk about that first. The living room, you want to go for symmetry, which is just, you want to make sure the lighting is correct. Now in the living room, if you have a fireplace, I would say please make sure you scrub the stains off of that and replace the old screen, okay? If you have furniture, as far as couches and things like that, use accent pillows if it can match the walls and things like that. You want eye-popping color that comes out. And also, one of the things you want to do is just please make sure there's no personal picture of your family. Safety first, okay? Now, if you want to, let's talk about the kitchen. Your countertops in your kitchen should be clear, except for stuff that's like decorative items. Example, like a vase with flowers in them or a bowl of fresh fruit. If you have a kitchen that's been used for quite a while, you want to make sure you freshen up the cabinet with some fresh paint. You want to do some stuff like that just to make sure the kitchen is clean and is not cluttery as far as dishes and all that type of stuff. Appliances, I cannot stress enough to please, if you have appliances, make sure you scrub them so they look good, and it will look good after a good scrub. If you have refrigerator magnets, take those down. You want to clean door handles. You want to scrub dirt, grime, and stains from walls, cabinets, and backsplashes. I've walked into so many houses, and it's just like there was some kind of barbecue that was there, and we just came to tour the house. So you definitely want to make sure that's done. Another thing that's really, really important, you want to clean and organize your pantry. You just don't want stuff thrown into there. What you want to do is you want somebody to walk into your house and see it as pristine as it possibly can be. So you have to set the stage for that to be. You absolutely have to. Okay? So let's just go from the kitchen and let's just talk about the bedrooms. Another important factor. Please make sure the bedrooms, when you listen to the house, is clean and fresh. Don't leave any valuables laying around. It's just don't do that. It's just not good. Not to say anyone's going to take anything, but just don't do that. And you want to take down stuff like posters on the kids' walls and all. You want it to look like it's just, they're walking into a model house almost. So you want to declutter your rooms. I know sometimes we have children and they have video games and consoles and wires all about. Make sure that stuff is cleaned up and it's put up, because you want people to envision the house without you being there. So it's almost, you want them to walk into your house and you're not there, but they want to be able to see it for what it could be for them. That is the goal that you're looking for. Okay, so you just want to depersonalize a lot of your areas and create a serene setting. That is the key to all that. Now there's some other things and some other rooms that I didn't get into, so the second segment I'll do that. But as usual, if you have any questions about this topic or you want to explain anything else, don't be shy. Just give me a call, 302-505-2192, or text 302-505-2192, and I will get ready to finish the other segments of the other rooms shortly. Thanks much. Have a great night. Talk to you soon. Good evening. This is RK Wilson, your Delaware Realtor. Some real quick housekeeping. My real estate team is Wilson Realty Group, and my brokerage is Myers Realty. So this is segment two, and we talked about some different things as far as the kitchen and all that type of stuff and bedrooms. So now we're going to talk about the dining room. You want to stage your dining room. to make it feel inviting for people to be there. That's one of the main things that you definitely want to do. You want to have settings that are set out, and all those people are not there. Or even if your house is not even normally set that way, set it that way so people can get an idea of what can be there. You want people to have a balance of formal and casual at the same time. So, but you want them to have an idea so they can use their imagination. That's really, really important. So if we move away from the dining room, and again, you know, just try to make it look. If you ever read the magazine House and Gardens, that type of stuff, you just want it to look nice and pristine. Again, like I said, it doesn't have to be too fancy, but you want to give them an idea of like what it could be on a casual side and also on a formal side. So let's talk a little bit about something that's really, really major. The kitchen. The actual bathroom. We talked about the kitchen. The bathroom. It's a game changer in a lot of situations and a lot of houses I've seen. You have to de-grime the bathroom. You have to scrub and sanitize the walls, the floors, the shower doors. Every surface should be clean. I've walked into houses sometimes, and it's almost like it made me think of like I was at a, I don't know, like a public bathroom at a train station. This is a no-no. You do not want your house looking like that. So here's some things. Attention to detail. You want to make sure. Let's talk about caulk or re-caulking. You want to make sure that everything is scrubbed clear. The caulking is white. If you have to re-caulk, then re-caulk. You want to redo the trim if you need to. You want to make sure surfaces are clean until they gleam. Now, everyone's not a pro at actually cleaning and all that type of stuff. I know that I've had people that said, oh, you know, guys, you man clean and all that type of stuff. And women clean a lot better than guys do in most situations that I've seen. But if you can't, if that's not your thing or whatever the case may be, you know, hire somebody to do that. That's not a bad thing. Hire somebody that's a professional that can get in there and do that. One of the things I would suggest as a property manager is when I hire people to clean things, I look for someone who's going to come in with a portfolio, and they can show me before and after pictures of houses that they've actually cleaned. So you can kind of get an idea of what you're getting. And so there's no guesstimate in what's going on when these people come in and clean the house or do anything like that. So that's one thing you want to keep in mind. Another thing in your bathroom is that you want to hide personal things like razors and lotions and all that type of stuff. Again, people should walk into your bathroom and it's clean, neat, and tidy. You want to create a look. Like, so have fluffy towels that are hanging out, decorative baskets, plants, that type of stuff. Now, also something I want to point out too is that if there's anything leaking, like if you have a faucet and you turn it off but it still leaks, make sure you go in there and tighten that up. You also want to make sure that there's no running water in the toilet, because that just makes people think that, you know, you already know. So those are some of the things that you want to keep in mind as far as when it comes to your bathroom. But again, your bathroom is like a game changer. Between that and the kitchen, people, they really, really set into that. And they look into that. You want to make sure these things are clean. And just for the most part, when you walk in there, you want it to look like you've walked into a different situation. And that you didn't expect. And it's almost like walking into a hotel room. Freshly made, clean, and everything is done. That's what you want to give people. So, again, this is just another segment. This is segment two. I have a couple more I'm going to do, but again, if you need anything else, give me a call, 302-505-2192, or you can text me. Thanks, Mutz. Have a great night. Bye. Good evening. This is RK Wilson, your Delaware realtor, and some quick housekeeping as usual is my real estate team is Wilson Realty Group and my brokerage is Myers Realty. So this is segment three, last segment about what needs to be done as far as listing home. So I just wanted to finish this up real quick since I was already on the ball with getting everything done. So one of the things we want to talk about now is just walls and windows. So, and just the rest of the house that we left out. So let's start with, you know, you don't want to have any dark corners in the house or hallway. So you make sure stuff is like lit really well so people can see. When it comes to color, you want to neutralize the walls to make sure it's a neutral color where people can just say, hey, I can see I can do this, I can see I can do that. Because when you have a lot of heavy colors with stuff, people sometimes are turned off by that. So you want to make sure you paint the rooms so they're the same color. So basically, that your home should really be a blank canvas for the new owners to fall in love with. One of the things that I want to talk about real quickly is spackle in holes. If you have holes in the walls or you like to put pictures up and all that, please make sure you spackle, sand, and finish. That's very, very huge in doing repaint. You also want to make sure that the switch plates on the outlets and covers, they actually match and they look new. You want to make sure you wash windows, and please wash inside and outside of the windows. And just make sure that you replace any holes or tears in the screen. If you have a screen and there's holes and tears in it, just please replace those. It just makes everything look a lot better. Any family portraits, as I said before, just make sure you take that down and put some different space up. Something up there is in a different space for that. You don't want any dead space on your walls, because when you have photos up there for years, what happens is that, you know, if you don't repaint, then it's a space there. You can tell that something was there and it's not. So you definitely want to do that. Okay. Now just through the rest of the home, as I said before, you want to declutter. You want to check doors and drawers to make sure they open and close with ease. That's very, very huge. Anything as far as like the floors, for instance, if you have a room or a deck or a room where it's just like there's too much sunlight that hits the floor and all that, you want to make sure you damage anything that's aging on a hardwood floor. So if you have to restain it, just restain it or replace it. Trust me, it goes a long way. And lastly, on that situation, as far as that room is concerned, you want to do a deep clean, especially for carpets and floors. If you have light color carpets, please, please, please make sure they're cleaned. And just get that done. You really want to make your home shine. And last not least, is just you want to talk about the exterior here. You want to power wash the home. Flower beds need to be kept nice. Again, sparkle's not a word I use, but you want to make sure that, you know, your home sparkles. Okay? So stained decks and wood trim, all that type of stuff. If you have mailboxes, make sure they're new. Make sure your doorbell works. I've gone to homes and sometimes there's people that's still there. The owner is still there. We come in or try to get in and ring the doorbell because they know we're coming, but the doorbell doesn't work. So you also want to make sure all of your locks function on the house. There's nothing worse than going to a door with a prospective buyer and something does not work. Okay. You want to make sure all these things are going on. And these things are things that a lot of times that, you know, as a homeowner, you don't think about. But when you have a good listing agent like myself, these are the things that I educate people on to make sure they're aware of what's going on, to make your home sell as fast as it can in the best possibility and the best scenario. So again, that was the last part about this. That was segment 3. But if there's any questions or anything like that, let me know. 302-505-2192 or text me. And again, if you live outside of the state, I definitely know other realtors that I can introduce you to that are quality folks and professionals. Thanks so much for listening to me. I appreciate your time tonight. And in any of these 3 segments, again, if you have questions, make sure you give me a call. Thanks and God bless. Bye now.